This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Behind well-covered violent protests by relatively few Argentinians angry that their parliament refused to embrace abortion and compel all doctors into the practice is an historic pro-abortion failure. For decades, international experts tried to get abortion into Latin America. Lobbyists lied to legislators that somehow the international community would force Argentine abortion if they did not ignore pro-life, anti-abortion, popular will, and vote for abortion. Nearly 10% of Argentina's population actively protested against abortion in the last 3 months, including mass at Pope Francis's former cathedral hours before the final Senate vote. We are learning more about the three children medically killed in Belgium. Though median life expectancy for cystic fibrosis patients is now 43 years, one child was an 11-year-old CF patient. This and the medical death of cancer and muscular dystrophy patients are defended by government officials, relying on reports from anonymous doctors. This is Life News Radio. News at Life News Radio should make you think, and often it should make you think about calling your elected officials in Washington, D.C. So remember this phone number, 202-224-3121. Let your senators, your representatives, hear from you, 202-224-3121. In other headlines, thousands of Canadians are demanding protection for medical workers with conscientious objection to medical killing there. And theologian and bioethicist Joe Kral writes at lifenews.com, illuminating distinctions between abortion and the death penalty in recent teachings from Pope Francis. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.